at 77201.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Now, we've been warmer than normal, and we've been drier. I mean, we have had some good rain yesterday. We're expecting some showers today in the afternoon. What I would suggest that you do, especially if you have a lawn that traditionally dries out during the summer, or if you live in a town that has a water ban and your lawns and gardens just dry up because of the water ban, there's a great product called Organic Water Wizard. And this is a product developed by the golf course industry so that they don't have to water as much on the golf courses. And a lot of the garden centers carry it. You can also order it on the internet, but it's waterwizard.com. And you spray it on your grass, and with rain coming in today, if you can get it today, and apply it to your lawn, it will wash it into the root zone, and it will prevent the ground from drying up. It pulls the moisture out of the air. It takes the humidity, that morning dew, and instead of the morning dew collecting on the foliage, it's absorbed into the ground where it's stored. And it will save your lawn from turning brown. But if you're going to a garden center today, see if they have Organic Water Wizard, or go to their website, waterwizard.com, and apply it to your grass with the rain coming, and you will not believe the difference on the quality of your grass and the color during July and August. Don, who's up next?
Up next, I will probably butcher this name. I believe it is Geet from Massachusetts, who has a question about planting hydrangeas.
Okay. Good morning, Geet. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good morning.
Was that good?
Yes.
From Massachusetts?
Yes. Can we help you?
Yes. I have two hydrangea plants that were given me, very small, and I'd like to keep them small. And I was wondering, do you dig them deep, or what's the instruction for planting them?
Okay, well, what you want to do, now, do you know what the color of these hydrangeas are, if they're white, blue, or pink?
I think they're kind of purple. I couldn't see them because I couldn't go out in the yard, but I think they looked a little bit purple.
Okay. The reason I ask is the pink, purple, and blue are varieties that need to go in the sun. The white varieties will grow in the sun or the shade. So place them in an area that you're going to get plenty of sun. You want to plant them so that the top of the root ball is going to be about a half an inch below the surface of the soil, And when you plant them, put some cow manure into the soil or some compost. And you're going to see that that's going to help the plants to make roots much, much faster. And it'll make it become thicker and give you more and more flowers. Now, hydrangeas, if it's the blue one, will grow to be between 2 and 3 feet tall. And the time to prune them is when the flowering cycle goes by. So they're coming into bud right now. And traditionally, your blue and pink hydrangeas, like on Cape Cod, we are in East Falmouth today at Mahoney's on Route 28. And the hydrangeas on Cape Cod normally come in early July. They're a little bit ahead this year because of the weather, and they'll bloom all summer. So lots of sun. If it can go up against the foundation of a house or near a fence, so there's some shelter from the wind, they do much, much better. Okay? So a little bit deeper than the top of the soil. Put some compost in the ground at the time of planting and keep it nice and wet, and you'll have beautiful purple to blue flowers on your hydrangea. Thank you. Dawn, who's next?
This is Jennifer from Maine, who has a question about her the leaves on her pear tree.
Okay. Jennifer, good morning. Welcome to
the
Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Great. And yourself, Jennifer?
Oh, not too bad. I got a couple of questions for you, Paul, if I may.
Sure.
The easy one now is I put my grapes in, and I was wondering what kind of fertilizer do you recommend for them?
Okay. And your second question?
Well, I planted a couple of peach trees this year, and I went out yesterday to check on them and make sure that they weren't getting any problems from all the rain. And I've noticed that the leaves are starting to crimp up and discolor where they're crimping. And it looks like they have little dark pink warts on some of the leaves.
Yeah. What you have on your peach tree is called peach leaf curl. And you're right. The leaves kind of crimple up. They get to have like a white mushroom-type growth on the leaf. And then it slowly turns to pink. And it is a fungus. And to be perfectly honest with you, the best thing for you to do at this point is to hand pick off the leaves. It's because of the weather. It's been wet. It's been warm and it's been very humid. It normally happens when it's wet and we have cold weather. But it's been very, very humid and warm, way ahead of schedule. And I've had a lot of phone calls and a lot of questions on the internet on peach leaf curl. There is a spray, but if it's a small tree, pick them off and get rid of it. So pick them up, put them in the trash. The leaf is no good anyways. And once it starts to turn pink, and it will get a deep, deep pink, the deep pink are the spores that are injected into the air. They land on the stems of the tree and wait for next year. So if you can pick them all off and get it out of there and then use a general purpose fruit tree spray on the tree, you should be in good shape. But, you know, pick them off. That way it doesn't spread. Use a product called Organocide. Organocide. Totally organic, totally natural, and that will take care of the disease spores on your peaches and apples and grapes, blueberries, raspberries, and it will do a very, very good job. Now, on your grapes, as a fertilizer, use a product called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, and it's something brand new. It's the only liquid mycorrhizae on the market today. Mycorrhizae is the new technology in gardening. And if you were to use Biotone by Spoma, you mix it in the soil at the time of planting. But if you take a powdered form of it, you literally have to work it into the soil, and sometimes you disturb the roots. Liquid Thrive, you spray it, and the mycorrhizae will double the size of the root system in the next 30 to 60 days, depending on the plant. And with a root system double the normal size, a lot less stress, faster growth, more fruit, and more flower. And that's what I'm going to be using in my garden during the year, is the new Plant Thrive with liquid mycorrhizae. So do that, and you'll be in great shape. But just pick off the leaves and get them out of there. Don't put them in your compost pile. Pick up the leaves, put them in the trash, and send it away from your house. Don, who's up next?
This is James from Massachusetts, who has a question about some problems with privet hedges.
James, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, James.
Good morning, Paul. Sorry about that. Question for you. I've got some California privet, and this kind of happened last year as well. Something's going on with the leaves. Fed them last fall and fed them again this spring. Leaves were vibrant and green. Noticed the other day that they're starting to get like a rusty brown. And if I grab the bush and give it a shake, the leaves are actually dropping. And that's kind of what happened last year. By the end of the summer, they were pretty much bald. So just wondering if you had any idea what's going on here.
What you want to do is you want to get a product called Tree and Shrub. Privet and lilacs are related. And lilacs tend to get an insect called a borer. So it's possible that you have a borer that's killing the stems and knocking off the leaves. But Tree and Shrub, made by Bayer or Bonide. Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2222. 2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. If any of you have tall growing phlox or lilacs, and in the past, if you had the white powdery mildew on the foliage, now is the time to start treating those plants to prevent it. There's a product called Serenade. It's an organic fungicide, and if you can spray it on the foliage of your tall phlox and lilacs before the fungus appears, and it usually comes by early July, if you can get it on the plant right now, you'll prevent the powdery mildew from your tall phlox, and you can also use it on squashes and all of your vine crops that will get powdery mildew. It was developed for the tomato industry to help fight common tomato diseases. And it's very, very good. And all the garden centers carry it. But if you've got plants that get powdery mildew and roses, get it on the rose now before the disease gets active. Just watch the forecast to make sure there's no rain in your forecast. Give it a chance to really sit on the plant. But it will work wonders. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Fred from South Carolina, who has some problems with some mulch.
Okay. Fred, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Great. And yourself, Fred?
I am wonderful, and it's nice to hear you on a South Carolina radio station. I'm originally from Peabody, Massachusetts, and always listen to you every Sunday.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, my problem is... this year I put down mulch here in South Carolina, which, you know, I had not planned to do, but it is so hot. You know, I wanted to put something down to, you know, keep the flower beds from drying out. And what's popped up over the last week or so is a yellow-type fungus. I hate to say it, but it looks like vomit almost, and it's... You know, and what is it, and how do I get rid of it?
Okay, it's something that happens when you have wet, hot, humid weather. It's something that if you lived in Peabody, Massachusetts, you would probably have this year. It's a mushroom-type growth, a fungus, like a mushroom. And you look at it one day, and it's kind of a crusty brown thing. And when you get a lot of rain on it, or if you have an in-ground irrigation and you're watering on a regular basis, all of a sudden it starts to spread. And it spreads pretty quick. And you're right, it does look like somebody threw up there. You can use a fungicide, but I'll tell you, the best thing to do, just get a shovel, scrape it out of the mulch, and toss it. And then cultivate and move that mulch around in the area where this yellow growth was. And cut back on the amount of water that you're using on the mulch beds. And it will run its course and it will be over. It usually happens with fresh ground bark mulch. And it seems to be more of a problem when you buy really like dark brown or almost black bark mulch. It's a seasonal thing. It happens for a short period of time. And to go through the expense of buying a fungicide just for that really isn't worth it. And the other thing is it moves. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. And if it grows around a plant, it's going to kill it. So just take a flat shovel and scoop it up. Throw it away, in with the trash, and cultivate around it, and just cut back on the amount of water. But it's something that was in the mulch when it was rotting. And as a big, big pile, it could not come out. The second it's exposed to the air and a lot of moisture, poof, it just blossoms. So scrape it up. And you'll be in great shape. It's not a problem. Don't buy anything special. Just pick it up, dispose of it, and you'll be in good shape. Thank you, Fred, and enjoy growing plants in South Carolina. The other thing I want you to do, if you're growing tomatoes and you have the fungus, make sure that you are using Actinovate. The garden centers carry it. Actinovate, Actinovate. It was developed in Texas, and it will control the late blight that everybody had in their garden. So get rid of it right now.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Fatigue. Headaches. Allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Call right now, talk with Don, he'll get you set up, and we'll work together to answer all of your gardening questions. And remember, we have a newsletter. And if you go to my website, Paul Parent, like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T.com, paulparent.com, at the top of the front page, it says newsletter. Just click on that, and you'll get a newsletter every single Thursday. And this week I was so busy in the garden, I only wrote 3 stories. I try and write 4 stories every week to give you some information. And this week I did a story on cucumbers, on lilacs, and a great ground cover. A really, really neat ground cover for the shade. And we'll tell you more about that in just a minute. Don, who's up next?
This is Florence from Massachusetts, who has a question about a black ant colony.
Okay. Florence, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have all my house plants outside, and when I was watering them on my cymbidium, which is in Furbach, I noticed all these black ants of various sizes started coming to the surface, and I wanted to know what I could use to get rid of them that wouldn't hurt the orchid and perhaps give all of my plants a dose.
Yeah, because you don't want to allow them to make colonies in there, and then when you bring them in the house in the fall, then they'll be inside your house. What I would do, because orchids are really sensitive, and this is a recipe that my grandfather had told me, boy, many, many years ago now. He was telling me when he was gardening that they never had the products that we had today. And what he used to do to control ants from coming into the house is he would take, buy a 5-pound bag of white sugar and a box of 20 Mule Team laundry detergent, borax laundry detergent. And he would mix it 50-50, walk around the foundation of the house and just shake it a little bit all the way around the foundation. And I do this to my house in the basement in the fall and spring. I put a teaspoon on the cement foundation inside my cellar every single year. And since I started doing this, I have no ants in the house. But mix this up. It's soap, so it's not going to hurt anybody. But when the ants smell the sugar, they'll also take some of the borax with them. When they eat the borax, this borax, believe it or not, is a type of fertilizer. And farmers that grow corn will use it if the foliage of the corn has yellow stripes in it. When the ants eat the borax and the sugar, it ruptures their shell, cracks it. And because the shell is cracked, they lose all their body fluids and they die. And if you've got a dog or a cat, it does not hurt them if they should eat it because it's a soap. But for a shell-type insect like an ant, it is absolutely wonderful. And for an orchid, you don't need a lot. I mean, if you did like a half a teaspoon, that would be plenty. And you would just lightly sprinkle it around the pot, water it in, and then that should take care of it. Or you could just sprinkle it very lightly around the orchid plant, but not on it, right on top of the soil or the bark chips. But you don't need any more than a half a teaspoon. If it's a 6-inch pot, maybe a couple of pinches. You know, just a couple of pinches on there, that's all you would need. And it's very, very safe, and it will clean up those pots very, very well. Now, the other thing that you can do, ants can't swim underwater. And being that they're just in these pots, get a bucket. Fill a bucket full of water and drop your orchid plant in the bucket of water so that the container itself is underwater. If it's made up of bark chips, and the ants will all come to the surface because they can't breathe underwater. And then you would just pull out your plant, put it back in your location, and then dump the water away from where your ants, where your plants are being kept. But just borax, 20 Mule Team borax laundry detergent, and white sugar works wonderful. Thank you, Florence. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Annie from Plymouth, who has a question about a pet-safe weed killer.
Annie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hi. Good. And yourself?
Very good, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
I do want to
tell you, I appreciate your knowledge and your presentation. You're wonderful to listen to.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I've had a problem with, I have a vine. I don't know what kind of vine it is, but it grows along the back of the house. And it starts out green, but as it gets older and starts getting about 3 feet high, it wraps itself around my fence and my deck, and it goes, turns into wood, a brown color. It just strangles the fence, that it takes the fence right down. And I have that, the area of the yard fenced in where I let my dogs out. And so my two questions are, what is this that's growing there? And what can I use that is pet friendly to get rid of it?
Now, does the vine produce a flower?
It does. Just a small one at the very beginning.
Is it like a funnel shaped blue or purple flower?
No. It's
no?
Small white.
A small white flower.
Mm-hmm.
And it blooms early in the season?
Very early, right.
Very early. Okay. Mm-hmm. What I would do is when you kill us, it's going to be on your fence dead. So what I would like to see you do is to try and cut it and pull it off the fence. It's going to be easier for you to remove when it's still flexible than if you kill it and it dries. It's going to be more difficult to remove from that fence because it won't be pliable. It's going to get stiff, and you'll have to peel a section off, cut it, peel another section off, and it's fibrous. So if you can unwrap it, cut it flush to the ground, and then when it redevelops, there are several products on the market that will take care of it. Scott's has a new line of weed killers, and they're called biological. And it will kill all types of vines. It will kill poison ivy. It will kill woodbine. It will kill wild violets and morning glories in a very, very short time. But I would cut everything to the ground, pull it off your fences, let it resprout. And once it resprouts and it's about 6 inches tall, then you zap it with this new Eco Blend from Scott's. It comes in a white mister bottle, and it is pet-friendly and environmentally safe, and it will do a fantastic job for you. It came out last year. I just spent 3 days in Marysville, Ohio, at their facilities, at their proving grounds, at their test plots, and they showed me this product, and it really does a great job, and it's safe. Totally, totally safe. It comes in a white plastic bottle and does a great job. So, and most of the garden centers and some of the box stores even carry it. Okay? Thank you. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Lori from Cape Cod. There's a question about raspberries and blueberries.
Lori, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. I have a question. I'm a novice. I haven't done much, but I'm interested in planting some black raspberry bushes. Want to know if they will do well, because you never see them anywhere to buy black raspberries. And I didn't know when is the time you plant them and how you do it. And
okay. All you need, I planted last year, some red raspberries and some golden and some blueberries last fall. A lot of the garden centers have those plants available right now. And for raspberries, whether the black, the red, or the gold, you need a sunny location. And basically all I did is I dug a hole about, I rototilled a section. Cleaned all the grass and all the weeds out about 3 feet wide and about 25 feet long. Got all the grass and all the growth out. And I applied some compost, mixed it in, and set my plants. The blueberries I put 4 feet apart, and the raspberries I put 3 feet apart. And right now, there's probably a dozen shoots coming out of each plant. So when you buy it, all you're going to have in the container is basically going to be a stick. And you plant this stick with roots, and all kinds of suckering branches will develop for it. And your black raspberries will need an area roughly 4 feet by 4 feet. And in that area, I would put like three of these plants in there so that you get a real nice big clump. And they'll do real well. Put some compost in it at the time of planting to make the soil nice and rich. Put a little bit of soil moist so that they get plenty of water. And if it gets hot and dry, when you use soil moist, you don't have to water as much. And you'll find that your raspberries are going to do real, real good. You won't get much this year. You may get a few. But next year, and especially on the third year, you'll have enough raspberries that you can actually freeze them and use them for pies and things later on. But you'll be eating them, believe me. They're good plants. And you use a general-purpose fertilizer that you would use in your vegetable garden. So if you're using Dr. Earth vegetable food, or you're using Espoma vegetable food, you would use that, and you're going to have great raspberries. But lots of sun. Remember that, Laurie. That's the key. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Calbert from Massachusetts, who has a question about poison ivy.
Calbert, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
What would you recommend for poison ivy? Get rid of poison ivy.
Is it growing in your lawn area, or is it like through a wooded area?
Well, it's along the house, the base of the house.
Okay. Are there other plants there, or is it just poison ivy?
Weeds. Just the weeds.
Weeds. I would buy a product called Weed Beater Ultra. It's made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, and it's designed for dandelions and chickweed and clover, but it does a job on poison ivy and will not hurt the grass. Weed Beater Ultra, and it's cheaper than Roundup.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts on the field with Dave Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Hi, Ashton. Welcome to Fenway Park.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, I gotta tell you, man, your field looks great.
In this league, Ashton, it has to. That's why we use Scotts.
Nice. Any advice for fans who want their grass to be green and thick?
Funny you should ask. I actually helped Scotts develop two new products to do just that. Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Fenway Park Grass Seed.
Oh, so now fans can use the same Scotts fertilizer technology and actual grass seed varieties you use here.
Absolutely. Now anyone can get big league results, even if they don't happen to have a grounds crew.
Hey, that'll certainly give Red Sox fans something to get excited about.
Yep, that and beating the Yankees.
Yeah, Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Grass Seed by Scotts. Scotts, the official lawn care company of the Boston Red Sox.
Play ball!
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field-tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We're on beautiful Cape Cod, and it's beautiful out there. What else would you ask for? We are at Mahoney's Garden Center in East Falmouth, Route 28. The doors open at 8 o'clock. I'll be here until 2. So if we can help you, if you have any gardening questions, come on down. And if you want a sense of what summer looks like, you got to come to Mahoney's. You walk into this greenhouse in East Falmouth, it's like a flower show. There are so many hanging baskets in every color, in every color combination. I remember when I first started doing this, when you bought a hanging basket, it was ivy geraniums or petunias or fuchsia. Well, the hanging baskets of today are not like that anymore. Yes, you can buy just ivy geraniums or just petunias. But combinations with 3, 4, 5, 6 different colors and types of plants and foliage, it's unbelievable. Come on down. And they've got over 100 varieties of tomatoes. And they still have broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, green peppers, and red, yellow, orange, all kinds of colors. If you're missing your vegetables because the animals are cutworms or you haven't even started, they've got big plants already started for you, too, and a lot more. So come on by and say hello. Look at the color. Bring your sunglasses because it's that bright in the greenhouses. Don, who's up next?
This is Mary from Massachusetts, who has a question, two questions, one about the newsletter and one about pruning.
Okay. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I thought I just lost you. I have two questions. First of all, the one concerning your newsletter. I have tried and tried to get that. I got the first three issues. I go to your website, and I find the newsletter, push this, put your email address, and I still can't get it.
Okay. What I want you to do, Mary, is I want you to send me an email, and I'll take care of it for you.
Okay.
Send it to pparent@roadrunner.com. And I will send your email address to the woman who sends it out for me to give it to Kathy, and Kathy will take care of it for you. Because once you sign up, you should automatically be getting it. So send me an email, and then I will send it to her, and she'll fix it for you. Now, what was your second question?
Okay, that's concerning when to prune, like the azaleas and bushes and things once the flowers have gone by, and also like irises and little flowers that come out of the garden. When is the proper time to do the pruning on those? Just to put, when
okay.
I say pruning, I mean just to cut the flowers off.
Okay, what you want to do is, as the flowers go by on your azaleas and rhododendrons, that's when you want to cut the plant back. So when they start to look dirty, deadhead. Now, if you want to make the plant smaller, that's also the time, because rhododendrons and azaleas flower. When the flowering cycle finishes, then they make new foliage for next year and the flower buds for next year. So as soon as you see that the flowers are looking dirty, cut them back, clean them. And then you can control the size. Some of your perennials, if you can deadhead them as the flowers go by, like right now, lupin at my house are in full bloom. And as soon as they start to go by, I don't allow them to make seeds. Because if you make seeds, it takes energy. By deadheading and removing the flowers as they go by, the energy that's used to make seeds is used to make the plant bigger. And there's a very good chance that they'll make sporadic flowers during the season. And that's on a lot of your perennials. And all of your annuals, the same thing. The goal of a plant is to make seed. And the more you pick, the more they're going to make flowers. So clean them, deadhead them. Same thing in the vegetable garden. If you allow your cucumbers or squashes to get to be huge. I mean, you've seen zucchinis. They get to be like 2 feet long. They look like a giant club. When that happens, the plant has made seed, and that's its goal. So if you continuously pick your cucumbers when they're little and you harvest your squash when they're little, the plant continues to make them even more. Because its goal is to make seed, and by you removing the vegetable or the fruit, it has to start all over again. So pick those cucumbers, pick those beans, and pick your vegetables on a regular basis. Don't let them get too big, and they'll produce more vegetables.